With both parties' political conventions now over, we are just 101 days away from Election Day in November, and the campaign is on. In her acceptance speech last night in Philadelphia, Democrat Hillary Clinton went right after Republican Donald Trump.
So, enough with the bigotry and the bombast. Donald Trump's not offering real change. He's offering empty promises. And what are we offering? A bold agenda to improve the lives of people across our country, to keep you safe, to get you good jobs, to give your kids the opportunities they deserve. The choice is clear, my friends.
With tough talk campaign language as the backdrop, we asked former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, who was at the Democratic National Convention, what to expect in the coming months. Frank told us he can't remember any other election year like this one, which he says is characterized by widespread dissatisfaction.
Now, I share the dissatisfaction. I've been arguing for a while. We have an economy in many parts of the developed world that rewards the people who are already better off, well-educated, highly skilled. They've been disproportionately benefiting over people whose main asset is a willingness to work without a lot of skills. Now, people have taken it too far. People are so angry that government hasn't done a better job of providing fairness that they've now decided that the answer is to dismantle government even further, which will make it worse. So, yeah, it is a year unlike any I can remember.
So what does that mean you think the fall campaign in the U.S. is going to be like? Is it going to focus on the issues, or is it going to focus on change and negativism?
Well, there will be an effort on the part of Donald Trump to make it purely negativism, to win by saying, I hate everything, and I hate everybody who's ever had any power in either party. Our job as Democrats will be to say, look, we agree, and many of us have been articulating the unfairness for a while, but the important thing to do is to talk about solutions. What we will argue is that we have ways to resolve it and make it better, and that's our job in the campaign.
What about the tone? Given the name-calling we heard in the primary campaign between Trump and his Republican opponents and the names that Trump has already tagged Hillary Clinton with, it's likely to be pretty rough and tumble. Does Hillary Clinton have to try and stay above that kind of behavior?
Well, you do not return that nastiness in kind, but you do document the nastiness. She does not herself descend to the level of Trump's immaturity and vile personalization, but it is legitimate to point out that that is not a way to have the President of the United States comport himself.
Donald Trump dispatched 16 opponents during the Republican primary, some of them pretty politically experienced and savvy. They couldn't beat him. But does Donald Trump have an Achilles heel that the Clinton campaign can exploit?
Yeah. The great disparity between his own personal business record and what he says, the fact that he has blatantly insulted tens and tens of millions of voters, the Republican Party is now reaping what it sowed. The Republican Party was great when Barack Obama became president to encourage the people who vilely denied that he was a citizen, who harped on his being a Kenyan as a form of racism. They really encouraged all kinds of viciousness. So what Trump was able to do was to win in a Republican primary electorate that had been primed for this. That's not America as a whole, and I believe you're already seeing America as a whole, the non-Republican part of it, react negatively, as well as a significant number of Republicans.
But what about Hillary Clinton? Does she have an Achilles heel that you're worried about?
Yeah, first, she has been an active and responsible participant in government for years. And in an odd way, that becomes a negative. If you look at it, it's not a sign of weakness on Hillary Clinton's part, but strength. She's one of the few people with a record of serious accomplishing government who hasn't just been totally devastated by this wave of anger. And then the only other specific one is the emails. She made a mistake. She should not have used that other email server, even though it is not shown to do any harm to the United States. I think without the email, it would be an even easier race for her.
Do you think she'll beat Donald Trump?
Oh, yes, I do. I think Hillary Clinton will win.
And do you think Democrats take back Congress?
I believe the Democrats will take back the Senate and will make great gains in the House. I'm not sure whether we can take it back or not.
Former Congressman Barney Frank, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome, Bob.